We are talking with the Belvedere Park District. It's Katie and Jen. They are here today. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hi. Good.
So, congratulations. Another Belvedere Hometown Christmas is upon us.
Yes. Yes. Very exciting.
Tell us some of the events going on. There's so many events.
So, we kick off the night with the parade, and I think Katie can tell you a little bit about that
one. Yeah. So, first of all, thanks for being our parade marshal this year. We're really excited about that.
No problem. Yay. I am. I didn't know that until just
Gordon
now.
Gordon is.
Okay.
The bull.
And then we are looking at about 40 entries right now, and we have a little bit of space left. And then we kick off the parade. It steps off at 5:30, heads down State Street, and then we end at the community building. And Santa brings up the end of the parade and then heads on over to the Y for pictures.
Yep. So Solutions Bank sponsored Santa's carriage so he can come to town.
Oh, that's so nice. And this is a free parade. People can just line up anytime. What time does it start?
5:30, and it's all lit up because it's a night parade, too.
Which is awesome.
And yes. Candy. The kids love the candy.
Oh, yeah. And don't the storefronts decorate the picture windows of each store?
Yep, we have the window painting. And then there's a lot of other exciting activities that night. There's at the fire station, they're handing out hot cocoa, and the police are handing out books. The YMCA has Santa pictures in the carnival. The museum's open for just going in and viewing. Just lots of fun things downtown. And you guys are having the Bull Bash.
Yeah, the sub concert at the Apollo Theater starting at 7. Boomtown Saints just announced they're going to be joining Matt Stell that night. So we will all be there. It's going to be a great party. So details about that at thebullrockford.com. So we've got Friday night covered, December 1st. But this festival goes all weekend long.
It does. Well, and weather pending, fingers crossed, this is the kickoff to our ice skating rink, Riverside Ice Arena, opening. So then we just roll into that and have open skate for, well, the rest of the season.
And open skate means free?
No.
Okay, well, I wasn't sure what that meant.
Very, very modestly priced. That sort of thing. We also, though, have December 8th, Skate with Santa. December 12th, the Ice Hogs are doing a practice downtown with us. So we have a lot of exciting events coming up.
It costs a lot of money to maintain ice. You would think that you just put water on grass and it would turn into ice for skating.
That would be nice.
No. It's a whole different thing. There's refrigeration underneath it. There's a lot of expenses that go with
that. Into it.
Yep.
And it's a small fee for that. To have that available for the whole community to use. There are certain hours for the ice rink?
So we are, open skate is from 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday, Friday 4 to 9 p.m., and Saturday and Sundays from 12 to 7.
Okay, and then where's Santa play into this? Because he's not just part of the parade, but isn't he available the whole weekend too or something?
I think that he has some events all around town, and then the evening, because this is all in conjunction with the chamber, that evening the chamber hosts their annual little party.
Annual little party.
Well, it's kind of big.
I was going to say, and it's not like the little black dress party. It's whatever you want, kind of a thing, right?
Yep.
So how many people come to the Belvedere Hometown Christmas celebration?
I'd say quite a few. What do you think, Jen? It's hard to guess, but quite a few.
Yeah, downtown is packed, but there's no shortage of things to do.
So what's the one thing that you would tell somebody who's brand new to this area about the Belvedere Park District, the Chamber, what the community does for Christmas, the hometown celebration? What would be that one thing? Somebody just moved to town, Ryan.
I would start at the beginning. I would start at the parade and just go through and visit all the different events, ice skating, elf shop, community building. There's 100 trees there to visit. I mean, I think it's a really good introduction into all the fun things Belvedere has to offer.
S'mores? Anybody have s'mores here?
I'm not sure.
No, I'm talking about here now in the studio. That's what I meant. Anybody have any
time,
s'mores?
Next time.
That's what I meant. All right, so where can I get more details, your socials, and where can I find more details?
At belvederepark.org, the Belvedere Township Park District Facebook page, and the Hometown Christmas page that the Belvedere Area Chamber runs.
How many years has this been up and running?
I don't know. I've been in town for almost 20, and it's been going on for that long at least.
Wow. Well, let's start it as a new tradition for your family as well. Thank you, Katie. Thank you, Jen, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Happy holidays.